You know, you don't have to be in this world very long. Even children see it readily. And that is the ups and downs of life. Now, things might be going quite well right now. Well, I want you to hold on, because the bottom is going to fall out. See, I love cheering you all up. But it's a fact. That's life. So God looks at us and he says, I see you worthy of life. I'm the giver of life. I'm the one who declares you alive. Oh, and I'll be the one that declares you not alive. See, I can't die because I'm a Christian. I am an eternal being. Now, if you're not a Christian, here's the sad part. You can't die either, because we were all created as eternal beings. So you will ever, when you're separated from Christ, those who do not know Christ will forever be in the dying process. And folks, I've been around it for the last month. I don't like it. There's nothing about the dying process that cheers me up. And God says the individuals who do not accept my Son will forever continually be dying but never able to die. See, that's the only thing worse than the dying process, not being able to die. For me to die physically is for me to be alive totally. Spiritually, forever and ever and ever. We're putting up with each other forever and ever and ever. And we're going to love it. You won't have a monitor to kick around either, Brother Randy. But God says, I so love. But now, wait a minute. He says, I so love you. I so love. I've heard people talk about love. I appreciate it when they say that they love me. I guess I relate to it a little more. Have you noticed that? Yeah. And God says, I so love you that I'm going to give you eternal life by giving my Son to die for you. God says, I'm giving. Now, here's what I want you to do. To take what I give you and give it away. Don't you worry, Larry. I guarantee you, you'll always have the oil. You'll never run out. But what I give to you to give away. Not to sell. To give away. And the most powerful gift you will ever give is that gift from Almighty God of eternal life, freely given. Do you know that Jesus mentioned your name on the cross? Sure, I know that. Because he loves me. You think he wouldn't know my name? We have trouble remembering each other's name. The older we get, we have trouble remembering our own. Yeah, it gets pretty rough sometimes, doesn't it? Jesus will never forget your name. But when he expressed his love to us, he wanted us to understand. I want you to take what I give, and I want you to go with it. The title of my message this morning, it is a small word. Go. G-O. Go. Everyone who knows me gets nervous when they only see one verse and one little word for my sermon. We're going to be there all day long. I want you to remember, the go word. Powerful. Eternal. You and I are forever going to be going. Oh, gosh, folks, when we leave this body, it's not the end. It's the wide opening of a total universe created by God for us to explore. Now I want you to go. Lord, I wasn't walking too hot down on earth. Well, you're not on earth now, and you're not in that body that encapsulated you. I have freed you from all restraints. Now I command you, go. Did you notice that in our faith we are never told to stop sharing it? Never will you find it. So I will never stop. And I'll always get more excited. Because you see, when Christ came to die for us, you know what he said? Let us go down. God said, let's check everything out. Let us go down. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But people say, well, that confuses me. Don't let it confuse you. Do you think one state or physical state to be in could encompass the name of God, who's creator of all? God said, I'm going to be able to share with you me. And I'm going to use me, God the Father. My Son is going to take it. I and my Son are the same. And now I'm getting ready to leave, says Jesus. Everybody was nervous, upset. But he said, don't be. For I am leaving now, but I'm going to send to you the Comforter. And you want my Holy Spirit, and I will forever be with you, meaning I'm coming to reside with you in there where you are. I'm not getting further away. I'm going to get closer to you than you can imagine. And it all started when Jesus went. Well, the Father says go, you go. There's a reason for it. That reason's called love. Let's stand and read about it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Now, as normally you will find in the scripture, that when the greatest proclamation of the message of Christ is revealed, it's the women that do it. Now, early in the morning, after Jesus' third day, on what we call Sunday, these women went to the tomb. Now, they were led out by none other than Mary Magdalene, of whom Christ had kicked out seven demons. Many people get her confused with Mary at Bethany, where she was evil and she ran. Well, she was evil. She was a sinner. But do you know there's nothing in Scripture that ever says that she was a prostitute? Nothing. She had seven demons. But you know what I say to you? What if she was? No different from one sin to another. The whole focus was on that Christ died, and it was his born again experience, and he cast out seven demons. What could they have been? We don't know. Many of the scholars looked at it and they said, well, you know, this could be just like all the other demons. It could be like Legion. Seven, perfect number. Legion was a demon, a multiplicity of demons, meaning perfect, but they were loaded with them, and Jesus cast them out right and left. Could have been mental retardation, could have been anything. Doesn't matter what it was. Here's the fact. Jesus cleaned them up. Here's the fact about you, Christian. Jesus cleaned you up. Don't start saying, yeah, well, now wait a minute. My sin wasn't as bad as your sin. Yes, it was. Get over it. Get over yourself. Yes, it was. Sin is sin. So they come to the tomb. Here's another one. Now, you all have heard me for 25 years here, and you've always heard me letting you know this. It's the women that keep the church alive. You got it? That's a fact. Always has been. It's the women that keep the men alive. Good gracious. That's a fact. God said, I want you to go tell. Here Jesus is at the tomb. What does he do? He is risen. The stone's rolled away. The women come running. They're going to go anoint him. They're going to clean his body. Nobody there. For he was risen, the angel said. Why are you looking for the dead or the living among the dead? He's not here, for he has risen. Oh, just like he told you he would. But it was Mary Magdalene that at that tomb that day, Jesus gave that command to, you will see. Mary, go tell his disciples and Peter. Peter, oh, I love him and tell the knothead so. That's a paraphrase. But you go and you tell them. Tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Why, how? Just as he told you. From the beginning, what we need to understand is this. I have to come to Jesus before I have the power to go for Jesus. I must come to him. But when I come to him and he declares, you go, you will go with power. You will go with might. You will go with love. All that you'll need. Jesus will never tell you to go without packing your bags for you. All you're going to need. Go! For life is going to be just as I told you it was going to be. See, you have to have faith. They said, well, you know, those women went to the tomb that morning, but they really didn't have faith because they were going to go and they were going to clean up the body. That's why they went. So that proved that they didn't have faith. That's what happens when you read Scripture without direction by the Holy Spirit. If they didn't have faith, how in the world do you think they thought they were going to get in a tomb that had a 1.5 to 2-ton stone put in place? We're going to go it or not. I ain't going to worry about the stone. God says go. God says do this. It'll be taken care of. That's how we go. That's the faith. You see, faith is in God's word, God's truth. Faith is not in what I see. I could have faith that the chair is going to hold me because it looks steady until I sit in it and it falls. But when I have faith in the Word, when Jesus says go, I don't need a chair. I'm too busy going. Go, he said. Abram, here's what I want you to do. I know you're wealthy because I gave it to you. But Abram, here's what I want you to do. I want you to leave your family, and I want you to leave the land that you grew up on, and I want you to go. Where am I going, Lord? To a land I will show you. Woo, that takes faith, doesn't it? Abram, who would be Abraham, was a worshiper of idols, grew up in idolatry, and now he's hearing a voice. See those idols, Brother Randy, that he worshiped? They didn't talk. He didn't hear anything from them. But now he's hearing a voice. And this voice is saying, Abram, go. And do you know that God accounted it to Abraham as righteousness because he believed God and he went, not knowing where he was going? I feel that way a lot, don't you? God said, go. Abram goes. Abram means exalted father. Abraham meant, God changed his name, father of nations. Woo, that's bigger than exalted father. Because he was just the father of one nation. Now, multiple nations. Why? Because when God told him to go, he went. And the scripture said he didn't know where he was going. And he just took out. That's called faith. When the ladies were going to the tomb, they had faith that God was in control. And they get there, the tomb, the stones rolled away. No body. You got three angels. One's at the doorway or on the stone out front. You got two in the tomb. What are you all doing looking for the living among the dead? That's our problem. Maybe we're going to too many tombs. Maybe we're going too far to what's behind us instead of looking to what's in front of us. Maybe the Holy Spirit is saying, don't look the way things were. Look the way things are, and they're going to be. You cannot change the were part back there. You can only take the situation where you are right now. And the Lord said, I want you to go for the day. Did he not say, I'll give you one day at a time? Did he not say, it's this moment? Today is the day of salvation. In this moment, when you're touched by the Holy Spirit, don't harden your heart against the Holy Spirit of God. For today is your day of salvation. Today is your time of freedom. All I want you to do is come to me and go. He didn't tell me to go from him. He said, go with me. See, it's not that Jesus goes with me. I go with Jesus. I don't even want to go with me. I want to go with Jesus. Because too often, when Hunter was a little pup, about yay tall, in the back of my truck, not the bed of the truck, but back in the back seat, and I was trying to follow, that's when GPS just came out. And his favorite statement to his papa was, Papa, you're going in circles. And I was. I circled Nashville, Tennessee, I don't know how many times, trying to figure out where I was going. But it was fun. We were together. See, how can you be lost when you got your loved ones right there with you? You stop, you eat. What if they mess up your vacation? We'll go somewhere else. That's the way that works, isn't it? Because you see, all the important folks in my little circle of life, they're with me. I'm fine. Well, Jesus says that to us. I want you to come with me. You are in my circle. And I want you to go here, Larry, but don't you go there alone. Don't you dare not talk to me about it first. I want you to go. I want you to experience my power, not your faith, not your strength, but my love. And when you come to me first, when I send you, all hell has no authority to stop you. I like that one. Satan can't stop me. And don't you think he hadn't been on me for this past month or so? Whew! You can't go preach. You can't go preach. You got to stay with the dying. You can't go preach. And what was I getting from the Lord? Go preach. I'll take care of the rest of it. You go preach. Don't you understand when he says go? Just go, folks. You all will support me 100% in that going and in that doing. And I know that because God sends you to do that. It is the word that he tells us to support. And he says, listen to my word, to my strength. I encourage you always. But I want you to go. And as he speaks to our heart and tells us to go, you know what he told Mary Magdalene when she finally saw him? Because he said, Mary, as soon as he mentioned her name, she knew him. Oh, and she loved her Savior. And it wasn't like the foolishness that they do in the movies. She loved spiritually. We do know from the historian, she was a wealthy woman. Extremely wealthy. Did you know those women that were around Jesus are the ones who took care of it, everything financially? Did you know that? They were. They were the ones who handled it all. And she was the leader of them. Did you know that her name was mentioned 12 times in the four Gospels, only equal to the family members of Jesus? Did you know that? God had placed each individual in his son's life. For what purpose? The purpose of the word, the ministry, the gospel. Each one was to do their part. And yes, and Peter. Now, Peter, I want you to know something. I'm telling you to go. But Peter went that time with power, for the Holy Spirit had come upon him. He went in the power of Christ, ready to die for the word. Abram, you go ahead. I'll show you the way. That's the going for Jesus. And then as Jesus is looking, what did he say, Moses? Moses? Going. Moses had every excuse. I'm too old. Now come, hang in there with me. How many times you said, I'm too old to do that? Let the younger ones do it. The younger ones aren't going to know how to do it if we older ones don't show them where to go. Go for Jesus. Lord, I'm 80 years old. And leading that herd, I don't even like those people. Actually, he didn't. They didn't like him either. But God says, I've chosen you. Listen to me, Christian. You're chosen by God. picked you out by name, by personality, gave you that personality you have. So sharpen it up a little, okay? Gave you that personality you have. And he says, I love you like you are. He did not tell me that I had to become someone else to preach his word. He had all the someone else's to preach his word. Larry Pete, you be you and you go. He says that to each and every one of us. Be yourself. But the power is in your going. Be yourself, but go. Be yourself, but go. And in the going, you prove your love for Christ. You see, to preach is such an honor, because I don't have anything to do with it. The word is given by God Himself. Nothing you memorize. It's either from the heart or it's not from God. Do you hear me? A calling is of God. A calling is a touch by the Master's hand. I've called you to preach or to teach or whatever it is He's called you to do. And He says, now go and do it. I don't know what I'm doing. Good. Because I don't want you to do it. I want you to let me do it through you. That's the message of go. Go and I will conquer. Go and I will do. Go and I will lead you. And I will direct you in the presence of those that I want you to meet. I'll send friends to you. Go. Friends. Some of the best friends I've ever had. Those out of combat or wherever they came from. Many of them I didn't like. Many of them didn't like me. I can understand that. But let me tell you this. We were a brotherhood. We were friends. Friendship through Christ ties you closer than any biological tie you will ever have. Friends through Christ. That's the power. It is only through the spiritual well-being that you and I have any being at all outside this body. We are spiritual. We are God's own. And God says, go where I send you. Moses, just go do it. Okay, Lord. Moses grumbled. Oh, he was a grumbler. The Lord loved him. The Lord blessed him. And the Lord put curses upon those who would go against their servant, Moses. He says, how dare you speak of one that I have called? That was Miriam, his own sister. But listen to me, folks. Moses, you go and you deliver. Jesus says to me and you, you come and then you go. Abraham, I want you to leave. But when you leave, I want you to go. Keep going. There is no end to our ministry. There is no end to the world in which God has called us. But right now, every one of us are stuck here on planet Earth. Can't get out of that body yet because it's not time. And inside, here we are. So we're limited in where we can go. And if we're walking, we're limited in how fast we're going to get there. But in the Spirit, there is no limitation. Go in the Spirit, we are commanded. Go in the Spirit, for in the Spirit is the power. And where there is power, there is deliverance. And where there is deliverance, there is Jesus. So go. Go to the foot of that cross. Lord, I'm a sinner. Save me. And He said, I will. He didn't say, well, wait a minute, let me study on this a while. Let me see if you're going to be a sinner tomorrow. You know why? He knew I was going to be. Because of my human condition, I'm messed up. Every one of us are. Because of the human condition. But think of this. He called each of us to go anyway. You go anyway. But Lord, there are no buts about it. God says, I'll bless your life. Are you waiting to bless your own life? That's not a blessing. I guarantee you, that's a curse. When you do it yourself, I will turn over my own new leaf. Yeah. Tell me about that volume upon volume of books you've got of all those leaves you've turned. It's not the key. The key is to go in Christ. The key is to go where I tell you to go. What are you doing? Messing around here on planet Earth. Such a short period of time that we have. Folks, the trials and tribulations and the troubles of this time are nothing. As a matter of fact, do you know that we are told that there are not even any words that exist that can express how great it is outside this body? I'll tell you exactly how great it was, Brother Larry. But I don't know. Brother Larry don't know. None of us know. Because it is so great, Miss Lovell, now you listen to me. It is so great where we're going, folks, you catching me? That no words from a human mind can be spoken. That's pretty great, because I can think some mighty nice words about great. But you can't. You can't even imagine. It has not entered the heart of man. It has not. No man has heard. No man has seen. No man can perceive within himself how great it's going to be. I'm in for that. I like that. And I've already got it. But I got it through the cross, not through my actions. Not me going where I want to go. Not me doing what I want to do or what other people want me to do. But do what Christ calls you to do. Be the mother He called you to be. Be the father He called you to be. Be the son He called you to be. Be the daughter He called you to be. Be the wife He called you to be. Be the husband He called you to be. Be who God called you to be. And you can't go wrong. Amen. It's impossible. Because you see, it's by God's design. You talk about your designer clothes? Ha! You ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till you see God's design. He dressed His son look like light. You see, I can't appreciate that in the human eyes. But obviously, the angels in heaven who worship and sing praises to God continually, they see something we don't see, but we will. Because even we have something angels don't have. We have the salvation story. It's personal. See, the story of Jesus on the cross, it's not just a story. It's the personal story. That Jesus went for me. And then He says to me, you come. But now, Larry, now, Mary, don't hold on to me, because I am not yet ascended to my Father. Don't hold on to me. Don't hold on to that which is physical. I don't know, all of them wanted to, because He's back, He's back. Woo, they were so excited. can't stand the idea of losing him again. So I can picture him holding on. He says, no, that's not where it is. But they found exactly where Jesus was. For he sent his spirit to be closer than they could have ever imagined. The indwelling of Christ in their spirit. Spirit connecting together. The body's got to go. But the body can't go until the spirit comes to Christ. Take this miserable, ornery human existence of mine, and I take it to the foot of the cross, and all hell can't stop me. Or you either. Throughout Scripture, have story after story of miracles. Let me tell you something, folks. I've seen as many, if not more, miracles of people within this church than I could have ever imagined even could happen. So I pictured the other day of a beautiful young girl that I was sent, Heather's daughter, that I get. Did you send that to me? Oh, somebody did. Okay, I got this picture. Here she is, beautiful. And that's when I figured out. I said, that's a little bitty Heather Talbert right there. But we were with Heather when they told her that baby can't live. You abort that child has no chance. If the child is born, that child, you know, will be all messed up. That child's messed up just like your child. Beautiful young lady she's turned out to be. Miracle after miracle after miracle. God said, I'll show you what I can do. But he didn't tell me, Brother Randy. Now, Larry, you go show me what you can do. He didn't tell me that. No. He says, now you go and do what I tell you to do. I can live with that too. Because you see, there's power in that spirit. There's power in the name of Jesus. You speak the name of Jesus. Remember when they went to the garden to get him on that Thursday night, getting ready to crucify him? They go in to get him. And they said, we're looking for this man called Jesus, the Christ. You know what happened? It's a part of the story that a lot of people pass up. Jesus stepped forward and said, I'm he. And as soon as he said that, everybody there fell flat on the ground. That was powerful, wasn't it? Leave them alone. I'm the one you want. That's what Jesus has always said on our behalf. Satan, you leave them alone. You want to mess with me? Come on. Satan been lost so many times. But he says, that child is mine. That's how important you are to Christ. Each of us who have come, now we must go. We might not go any further than next door. We might not go any further than the next pew. But the key is, will you go where Christ leads you? That's the key. That's the power. That's the Word of God, and it doesn't get any better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I lift to you our hearts, dear Lord God, as you touch our lives. Give us the courage and the boldness to stand strong, to stand firm, to stand at peace in your power. Father, as we go, we pray that we will always be focused on your direction where you send us. Let your will now, Father, be our will. Let your power be the power that will come from us. And Lord, Help us to reach out to a lost and dying world as we go. We ask the blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.